Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is a Monday, March 4th, 2024, just after 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. What do we got going today? March 4th for GM's Day. Is it GM's Day again? Why, yes, it is. Every year. Seems like I just sent a card. Anyway, what's up with that? Well, it's been 22 years since a young gamer on EN World said, "Hey, we ought to have a day that celebrates GMs." And a bunch of us said, "Yeah, let's do it." And then we came up with a slogan and a day for it. And March 4th was chosen. I actually suggested it because a buddy of mine that I'd been gaming with in Illinois in Living Greyhawk campaign games, his birthday happened to be March 4th, and he had mentioned it, I don't know, once in passing, that he liked that his birthday was March 4th because it was both a date and a command. And when they were looking for a day for GM's Day, I suggested it and told them why, and they agreed. And it snowballed from there. There'd be a link in the show notes to a page that Morris of EN World had put together to kind of keep information together for GM's Day. You can go to any number of places. DriveThruRPG, of course, has a GM's Day sale going on every year. They have some logos and stuff that they've made of their own that you can utilize to send people there. If you get the chance and you're going to be anywhere near a game store today, maybe pop in. I'll be working over at Lake Geneva Games, so if you're in the area, feel free to pop in there. If you have a GM who, like me, is an older GM and has way too much stuff already, just, make it to the game on time. Bring some snacks. Bring some of their favorites. Offer to buy them a soda, you know? Or a bottle of water while they're GMing the next time you play together. And get yourself some extra experience, too, if it's a first edition game, because GMs always claim to be giving out extra experience, even if they don't keep track. I don't know who wouldn't keep track. You have to keep track of every single... Oops, okay, so never mind. In any event, just make sure to thank your GM. That's the important thing. Let them know you appreciate that they are putting together games for you to play, you and your group. And younger GMs, newer GMs, they always need something. Whether it's some new markers for their Chessex mat, or maybe a Chessex mat. Or maybe an extra set of dice, because every time something comes up and they have to roll multiples of something, they have to roll the same dice over and over and add them up instead of just rolling a bunch of dice all at once. So maybe they need a pile of six-siders. Get them a little brick of six-siders. That's a kind thing to do. Get them... like I said, thanking them. That's the main thing. Let them know you appreciate them, and that should be more than enough. For most GMs, you'd be surprised how far it goes, just the acknowledgement that you appreciate their games. Hey, I'm wearing my shirt from 330 Center Street today. It's, let's change that a little bit. Kind of cool, right? That was a gift from Yolanda on the 50th anniversary, 27th of January. D&D, and it was a nice thing. Hey, and it doesn't get mentioned often enough because it happened after. Gary was a fan of GM's Day. I asked him once on an EN World thread what he thought of the idea of GM's Day, and he said he thought it was he may have said something like a capital idea or a fine idea, or, you know, some kind of Gygaxian speak. And sadly, Gary left us all too early. And in 2008, some years later, but he passed away on March 4th, which I don't know, prophetic. Some would claim. I'm not one who thinks about those kind of things as being actual. But I will say this: it is worth spending a little time today remembering Gary and all that he gave us and all that he helped channel toward us from Dave Arneson and Colonel Wesley, retired David Wesley, the wonderful inventor of Brownstein. I'll never pronounce it correctly because there's five different ways, right? In any event, that Gary passed is worth noting as obviously one of the greatest DMs of all time, if not the greatest. So give a thought to Gary, too, and his family and all the wonderful people that surrounded him and still are touched by his legacy today. And March 4th for GM's Day. Get out there. Have fun. Play some games. So, March 4th for GM's Day. This has been the OK Grognard Show, bringing that information to you. Show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Please do follow, subscribe, thumbs up, comment, all the good stuff that you can do. Our thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antipodean D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM extraordinaire. Happy GM's Day to you, my brother. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.